Hello and welcome as we continue our discussion on effective resume writing. Today we will examine the value and effectiveness of career objectives and whether you should include one on your resume. However, before you can make that decision, let's define what we mean by a career objective. A career objective is a short statement which expresses your employment goal in one or two short phrases and tells the employer what your target job is or what you want to do. It is placed at the top of page 1, after your contact information. It must match the position for which you are applying. It must be job specific, not vague and non-descriptive. You must write a new one or adapt the existing one for each new vacancy. It must be short and to the point. It must demonstrate how you can benefit the employer by offering your unique skill set and experience. If you use an objective, the rest of the resume must be structured around it and support the objective. The following objective is too vague, non-specific, and self-serving. A job where I can apply my skills at a company with potential for growth. Anyone reading this will be hard-pressed to know what position you are applying for. Listen to the following objective in comparison. A middle upper-level management position with responsibility including problem-solving, planning, organizing, and budget management. I am sure you will agree that the second objective is much more focused and clearly tells the recruiter what position the job seeker is applying for. In addition, it highlights the skills the candidate brings to the job. So, should you use a career objective? The experts are split on their opinion about the use of career objectives. You will find as many people in the pro-objective camp as those that are opposed to its use. It remains a highly personal decision and depends upon your circumstances and job search goals. However, there are 4 specific types of situations where a career objective can be beneficial. For recent graduates, entry-level workers, career changers, and people returning to work after a significant absence. In these situations, an objective is useful because if you look at the work history, the career goal is not clear, and a recruiter may be hard-pressed to determine which job the candidate is applying for. However, job seekers with a more extensive and relevant work history who are applying for a new job as part of an already existing career progression may find that emphasizing existing skills and experiences in a profile or summary section creates a greater impact than an objective would. Besides, the cover letter allows discussion of your career objective in greater detail. Other circumstances where objectives are counterproductive include when you are prospecting a company that has a number of potential positions for which you are qualified, when distributing your resume at a networking event, when attending career fairs, when you upload your resume to a general career website. So, as you begin developing your resume, and if you cannot decide whether or not to include an objective, stop by our office at the George Shepherd Building and discuss your particular situation and circumstance with a career counselor. We will be happy to discuss the pros and cons of using an objective with you. This ends today's podcast. Thank you for listening, and tune in next time when we discuss the headings that make up a resume.